Welcome to the Anti-Pattern Podcast, your ticket to the revolution in digital thread technologies. Please welcome, live from Mannheim, Germany, your hosts, Christian Mucheo and Michael Fenning.
Hello and welcome everybody again to the next episode of the Anti-Pattern Podcast. Again, together with me is Christian here in the podcast studio in the Muffinex Startup Center in Mannheim. Mm-hmm. And today, it's not going to be a very long episode. We're kind of in between two or three major demos. We had the first big customer event or potential customer event. Mm,
that's because we are a little bit later than usual.
Yeah, this is why we are a little later than usual. We didn't make it on Thursday because that was the event. And the next event will be the Tag des Systems Engineering, Day of System Engineering in Austria, in Salzburg, which is happening in 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of stuff to do for the demos and to make sure that everything's working out. Still, we wanted to give you a quick update where we stand, what's new. And today, I feel like we should discuss the feedback that we already yep. received from our friends, family and friends. We call the event the EP Family and Friends Roundtable. And we received really valuable feedback. Mm-hmm. And this is what we want to look into today.
Yeah, yeah. But first of all, we can give a shout out to the location. Because yep. unfortunately, we did not get a room in our startup center, but in yep. another one of the city of Mannheim. And the room was perfect, I would say.
Really, really nice. So the other startup center here, this is Cubex One, which is meant to be the startup center for everything that Mannheim startups do in medtech. So mm-hmm. all the medtech startups are basically there. It's a nice building. It's I did that joke and people told me I should make that joke whenever we are in that building. And that is there is three important facilities next by. One is the hospital. The other one is a brewery, and the third one is the cemetery. And depending on how the meeting goes, right, you can choose one of them, one of the three.
Everything right by.
We went to the brewery afterwards, which was kind of nice.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but what was the feedback?
I would say it was amazing. So it was very positive feedback. It was from what I learned from this day, that we are not on the wrong track, so to say.
Definitely, yeah.
And that was really important to know, or to get an external view on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And get the confirmation on it.
Yeah.
And for me personally, of course, that the user interface was accepted very well.
Yeah.
Was also good experience for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for you, Michael.
And for me, so there's the one big thing that I learned. I come to that in a minute. From the overall feedback, I guess we can say that definitely there is a lot of stuff to do, and this is going to be a long journey. So no one's wondering when we're not yet ready. Of course, right? It mm-hmm. will take mm-hmm. years till the platform reaches a feature level that we can compete with the really big ones, right? So this is. This goes without saying. But the good news is nothing we did already has to be redone, has mm-hmm. to be changed in a larger extent, right? So all valuable feedback that we received basically pointed in the direction that says, okay, what you have right now is really valuable. You need to keep on going and add to it, right? So that's definitely the one thing that I remember.
And if you're wondering what the noises in the background are, the emotional support dog is with us and he has something to eat.
Yeah, I said we only mention her if we see her, but now we hear her. So anyway, we have to mention her. It's our special guest, Coco, Christian's dog. Yeah.
Yeah, and coming back to the EP Family and Friends event, what I did not expect was that the feedback overall was very positive across all branches we had. So we had a very nice mixture of automotive, but also of machinery.
And pharma.
And electronics.
And electronics.
Yeah, and true. All of them understood the idea, and I think most or all of them have use cases in this direction.
Yeah. So we definitely invited the right people. that's also true. And so we had 12 companies represented with, I guess, 15 people. So there were, you know, sometimes more than one from one company. Mm-hmm. And most of them we already knew. So this is the reason why we called it Family and Friends event. So this is not really a sales event, right? This was more like, give us some feedback. And by the way, we are looking for POCs next year, right? So yeah, so from that perspective, it was a good mixture of people in there, but also people that we knew from way back, actually.
Yeah. And all we've shown was, so to say, the beta. We have talked about that in one of the last episodes. Mm-hmm. A Star Was Born. And a little bit on top, so to say. And this in a 2 hours live demo.
Right.
Took me some hours the nights before, but in the end we got a really nice demonstration of our platform,
right,
as far as it is at the moment, plus our thoughts in the direction of, to say it in Jörg Fischer's words, okay, ERP near PLM.
Okay.
In the direction of BOM management, we are thinking, I would say, bidirectional. So the one is the one information end is the CAD,
right,
where you
the CAD or the PDM
or yeah, the PDM, yeah, 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 where you have a part or something like that. Very often, very long before, you have a material master,
right,
and without all the mandatory fields that you have to fill out for the material master.
For the MIP one, yeah.
Exactly. But we started with a material master now.
Yeah.
Right.
We have the first example data in the system for bill of materials, right? This is still a long way to finish the building of an app, of a BOM app, right? But we have the first demo data in there. So, and that is what you also demonstrated.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And the other feature that we leaked already in one of our episodes is the mask designer.
The mask designer.
I think the mask designer was also impressive to many of these people who, at least to them, who have a ERP or PLM introduction.
That is not that flexible.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. They who experienced such a system already.
Right. Right. And in addition to that, my major takeaway, basically, is something that a friend of us told us in the feedback session. Mm-hmm. And that is our platform, our software is going to be data-centric. In contrast to many other apps out there, to many other also startups that are working on software, they sometimes, let's say it this way, do not the best job in making sure the underlying data and semantics is described very, very well, to say the least, right? You have a really shiny app that does a lot of stuff and the use case is really well implemented, but no one really takes care of the underlying data, right?
Yep.
It's just, you know, loosey connected and the semantics are not that 100% clear. And we kind of implemented
it in many ways.
True. Yeah. True, hard coded from that perspective as well, and we flip it around. We say data first, right? Make sure that the semantics, that the meaning of data, is accurate, right? And then set use cases on top of it. The drawback, of course, is it takes a little longer with us, right? What we are doing takes a little longer, but it's more concise, and we will still have, let's say, less problems in the future if you follow that data-centric approach. Because then if data is described well, right, AI can actually make use of it, right? It's better for the data quality as well. Not even
talking
about AI, but, you know, the data quality
is
way better than. So we are data-centric, and what we do is a data-centric approach. I like the word, right? We were not talking about this before. Our approach is data-centric, and other use cases, other implementation of, you know, apps, they are more use case-centric or app-centric, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shiny thing looks good, but underneath, under the hood, terrible sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, on the technical, or from a technical point of view, we already said we have an API-first approach, Yep. So this is going into the direction of data-centric business view, so to say.
Right, right. And that is definitely something that is really important to us. Mm. From a use case perspective, I guess what came out of the discussion for next year, one is the bomb app that we already mentioned. This is potentially the first use case, depending a little bit on the scope. What is it that we will include? What is it that we will leave out? But the bomb app is going to be potentially the first use case. And then the second and the third use case, I feel like the second one could be change management. There mm-hmm. were two participants interested in, you know, enterprise change management.
Yeah, global change.
Yep. Global mm-hmm. change, yeah. Federative change even, right?
Yeah.
This would be maybe the second use case. And then the third, I could imagine something in a completely different area, which is recipe and formulation management, mm-hmm. right? Or LIMS, laboratory information
yeah,
management.
But that's a huge field.
That's a real, it can be a huge field, true.
Mm. Or a deep one. It's not huge, but deep.
You can have a lot of stuff that you need to implement. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yeah, so this could be the next two, right? After BOM.
Yeah.
Could be the next two use cases that we built on top of the platform. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is common to all of them is that we have to talk about integrations in the near future.
Yep.
And that was also a very interesting discussion right. because one or two people mentioned it for how do you get the data? When do you get the data? Who is master of the data? In which point in time? And our answer was more or less from a technical API perspective, we are not the problem.
Definitely not.
So, no. With such an open and flexible API and webhooks in near future,
yeah.
I don't know why we should be the hindering
definitely.
Element in this chain.
So definitely not. But on the other hand, and that is also something that we have to mention, we will not heal the world, right? We will not heal all of the existing systems. Just because we are here, everybody else will, you know, now introduce an API-first approach, but the API is giving us every information that we need. This is not going to happen so quickly, at least, right? So there is, of course, some, you know, things that we need to worry about, right? When we need to get data in and out. But it has always been this way, unfortunately, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I need to add as well is we are not so worried about other cloud applications, right? So the cloud-to-cloud communication is not a big deal. The cloud-to-on-prem, this could be a little bit tricky sometimes.
Mm.
Our go-to answer is, of course, there will be partner companies in the future, right? And I've been working for one of them in the past that could build connectors to existing legacy systems if that's needed, right? If that's needed. Then you need to build a connector to have the bidirectional communication going. Yeah.
Yeah. And I expect that in the on-prem connector scenario, we will see a push from on-prem most of the times.
Yeah.
Because then it's much easier to come through firewalls and other security.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Or the on-prem solution will be then hosted in the cloud, right? So say
cloudified
on-prem. Solution. That would make things also a little easier, at least from, you know, there is at least not a firewall in between really done anymore, right? I'm not 100% different. Sure if that's actually true, but
different
could be.
Differently configured, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So that's what we learned.
Yeah, yeah. More or less.
More or less. And Christian did a really extraordinary demo. And my wish for next demo is it should be even better, right? Yes. Next demo is then in Salzburg in the tool vendor project on the TDSE. So looking forward to this as well. We will add a couple of features that we develop in the meantime, right? But basically speaking, it will be the same demo, right? A little longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little more into the details. But yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way to go. Last week in October, so 2 weeks from now, right? Salzburg's calling. All right, with that being said, thank you very much for listening in. This was a short one, like 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
Yeah.
This was a short one. Talk to you soon, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
See you.